Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So's
okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive,
you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the CardsCast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. In this edition of the CardsCast, we welcome in a guest, Jordan Allen, the University of Louisville's most recent commitment in its 2025 recruiting class, the wide receiver out of Buford, Georgia. A speedster that can get it done, you know, whether he's catching passes or returning punts, a guy that can get it done and impact the game in multiple ways. You love seeing, bringing guys like that in a class. And, you know, I think he's a guy that that Jeff Brom and his staff might think of when they were at Purdue, a guy by the name of Rondale Moore that was kind of smaller in stature, kind of like Jordan Allen, you know, below 6 feet and was quick and elusive. Looking forward to talking to him about what Jordan Allen can do on the football field. And if you haven't done so, go check him out on Huddle. It's pretty impressive, the highlight package that he has put together. He committed to Louisville on April 16th. When he and I were texting back and forth about his commitment, one of the things that he shared with us is he had a secret meeting with Louisville wide receiver coach Garrick McGee following an unofficial visit to Indiana, you know, during the road trip back. Let's make a quick stop at Indiana. So we're going to – or a quick stop at Louisville. And it was an important meeting. He told me in our texting that you know, that was important in the process of making the decision. And it's a decision that he made quietly, but then decided on the April 16th to decide, you know what, let's put it out there publicly because I want to come to that spring game as a Cardinal. He did that, enjoyed it. We'll talk about his experience at the spring game. We're going to talk about what drives him to continually to improve, his relationship with Coach McGee, how that secret meeting, as he called it, came about, and what it entailed and why it was so impactful in his decision, what Jeff Brom and Willie McGee, there's a St. Louis Cardinal flashback, Garrick McGee, what they think he's capable of in this offense. Really looking forward to joining him. And now, so he becomes the fifth member of the 2025 recruiting class. You've got quarterback Mason Mims from Oxford, Alabama, a pair of offensive linemen, Grady Anthony from North Oldham, Jake Cook from Westerville, Ohio, and then defensive lineman Dylan Smith from Union, Kentucky at Ryle High School. You know, you got some big bodies, and now you've got a quarterback and a guy that can catch it and do some other things as well in Jordan Allen. So a nice nucleus of the 2025 class is currently being built. But let's not wait any longer. Let's go ahead and bring in the guest for this CardsCast, University of Louisville wide receiver commit, Jordan Allen.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Excited to welcome in Jordan Allen into the Cards Cast. Louisville's most recent commitment in the 2025 class, made his commitment at least publicly on April 16th. A wide receiver, punt returner, guy that can just get it done if you get the ball in his hands. 5'8", 170 pounds, 87 rating from 247 Sports, which equates to a high 3-star, which again means you can get it done on the field. And there's some long-term potential for that player. So a lot of excitement behind Louisville's most recent commitment. Again, Jordan, appreciate you hopping in the Cards Cast with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me.
Oh, and, we've got a lot to chat about. Last year you were an all-region performer at wide receiver, a Cecil Jones Award for an all-county honor, which we'll get into as well because you were, dealing with a little bit of an injury. So we'll touch base on that and stuff. But before we do, as I mentioned, you made your commitment just recently when we talked, we texted back and forth and you said, hey, I want to be at Louisville's spring game as a Cardinal. And that kind of played a role in the timing of you making the decision on April 16th, or at least announcing it on April 16th. So you were just here for the spring game on Friday night. What was that experience like seeing, the fans in the stands at Elnett Stadium, what the team was like, out on the field? What was that experience like for you?
Oh, yes, sir. It was a great experience. The atmosphere was crazy. Fans just loving Louisville football, just being able to go there and just be there as a Cardinal and just watch my future team just get after it and just do what they do.
Yeah, and it was a pretty exciting game. I mean, we saw some big plays. I mean, offensively, you probably loved, the first couple plays. I mean, we first saw Tyler Shuck hitting Chris Bell for an 80-yard touchdown, and next draft, Pierce Clarkson, connecting with Jaden King for a touchdown. That's got to get a guy like you, a receiver who can make some plays, get pretty excited for this offense.
Yes, sir. I mean, as a receiver, I mean, that's what you love to see, just seeing an offense be able to get the ball to their playmakers and just let them do what they do.
So let's back up a little bit. Like I said, you've committed, just recently, April 16th. I mean, just a few days ago. This has been a long journey for you to get to that point. Louisville first reached out to you, last June. But think going beyond that. I mean, many athletes, once they're playing in Little League, they start thinking about, hey, I want to get to the next level, which is playing maybe in high school. And then you get to high school and you're like, all right, I want to play in college. When did that realization come that, oh my gosh, these college coaches have noticed me? What was that like when that first moment came?
Yes, sir. So I actually received my first offer after my eighth grade season going into my ninth grade year by Georgia Tech. So, so the recruiting process really started kind of early for me. So just being able to get that offer as early as I did, that opened my eyes, so I just kept my head down and just kept working from there. And then, so that was my eighth grade year going into my freshman year. So after my sophomore year summer, that's when Louisville reached out. I chatted with Brady Brom. That's the, son of Coach Jeff Brom, he reached out to me on Twitter and he hooked me up with Coach McGee, and we got on the phone the next day, and Coach McGee said he loved my film, he wants to stay in contact, and he offered me on that phone call. So just ever since then, Louisville's just been there, and now it's home.
Yeah, and you picked up scholarship offers from from schools representing, multiple schools representing, you know, all Power Five or Power Four, we could call it now, Power Four conferences, you know. So you had, you know, quite a collection of, you know, schools coming after you. Is it difficult to kind of wade through what the coaches are saying and what the opportunities are there and for all the different relationships that you're building? Is it difficult to kind of wade through that to figure out, you know, what's the right place for me?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, it was a real stressful, hard process. Just being blessed with so many opportunities, you know. So I mean, it took a lot of time to, you know, visit schools and talk to coaches and build relationships and just find the right place for me. I mean, but when me and Coach McGee clicked, and you know, I mean, he was just telling me all about Louisville and what he's about, you know. I mean, so that just felt right, and me and my family decided to pull the trigger, and this is where we want to be.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like, you know, once that relationship started between you and the Louisville coaches, it started moving pretty quickly. You came up for junior day. You yes. came up, you know, for a previous spring practice for a visit then as well. And then when we were texting earlier, you said you even had a secret visit with Coach McGee following yep. a visit to Indiana, which kind of played a big part in your decision as well. You know, how did that secret visit come about, and how important was that? What was that discussion like in that moment?
Yes, sir. So I visited Indiana April 6th, and you know, I mean, Indiana and Louisville, that's like right next to each other. So,
yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, so we had to knock out two birds with one stone. So we was leaving Indiana Sunday, and I texted Coach McGee, and I was like, "Is it cool if we stop by and just chat for a little bit? You know, just spend some time with each other." And he said it's all right. I mean, so we stopped by there. We hour and a half, you know, he had a whole presentation for me, and mind you, so we were kind of coming off spring break, so I mean, it was me and my whole family, so you know, he just welcomed us all in, and he was just talking to us, just telling me how much I would fit into the program and how I could do big things, and he showed us around the field, the weight room, you know, it was just nonstop love, and I mean, that really sold it. Right there, like on the whole ride home, me and my parents, we were talking like, this is the place that we may want to, you know, just lock it in with, and this is and call it home, you know.
You
so that was a key factor in my decision.
Yeah, you know, nothing like, again, we're joined by Buford, Georgia wide receiver Jordan Allen, committed, publicly announced his commitment to the Cardinals on April 16th, was just up here for the spring game, and obviously a thrilling spring game. But yeah, going back to, you know, the kind of that secret visit, nothing like, hey, coach, can we swing by? And, oh, yeah, I'm bringing the whole family by. Is that okay? And, you know, and then, you know, it sounds like it, you know, welcomed you with open arms, and it was quite fruitful, obviously.
Yes, sir.
You know, now thinking, obviously, you made the commitment. You're up here for the spring visit. I saw the pictures. You guys, you know, the other four commitments in the class, you guys got together and had an opportunity to chat. I saw the photo of you guys in the end zone. What was that like getting to know the other commitments in the 25 class?
Oh, yes, sir. That was a great feeling, you know, just for all of them to just welcome me in and just congratulate me and just thank me for being a part of what they're building, you know. So we're going to keep adding to that list, and we're going to keep getting better and better.
Want to back up. You talked about your relationship with Coach McGee in our previous conversation. You said something that, you know, a couple things that really jumped out to me, but when we were just kind of talking about what they liked when they, you know, looked at your film and stuff, one of the things that you said to me is, hey, they believe in what I can do for this offense in the slot. And then you said, I'm a believer also. I mean, you carry a lot of confidence. You know, what is it when they were talking about the offense and what your opportunities could be playing in that, you know, that slot position as a wide receiver, or even, you know, returning punts? Did they talk about maybe some other wide receivers that they produce that they could kind of compare and say, hey, this is kind of the idea that we have for you in this offense?
Yes, sir. So at their time at Purdue, they were kind of comparing me to Rondale Moore.
There you go.
Over there. You know, I mean, he's a great athlete. You know, his run after catch is crazy. And, you know, so like that's kind of what I label or model myself. And I want to be better, but like, he's a great person to compare me to. And I mean, he's just a good athlete.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've got you listed at 5'8", 170, which was that accurate?
Yes, sir. I'm 5'8", 175 right now. Yes, sir.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, there, you can clearly draw a comparison there. And then when you throw on your huddle film, and
you know, clearly, I know you guys are obviously picking out the highlights. You're not going to, you know, show when you're running down the field, nothing happens on your side of the field. But right. You know, I mean, just your first four or five, maybe six. I mean, well, all of them. But, you know, just looking at those first few highlights on there, you've got a couple, you know, punt returns for a touchdown. You know, the first one, you know, you're showing you've got the ability, you know, to break tackles, you're going through traffic. And then the next one's like, you know, okay, you're going to show me a seam. I'm going to run by and make everybody just, you know, watch my feet as I run by them. And the same thing in the passing game, get you a quick screen and you see a little gap and you're gone. Or, you know, hey, I can also get by the defender, stretch out and make a difficult catch. I mean, I could see why they're kind of excited about you.
Yes, sir.
So when you're out on the field, I mean, tell me about, you know, I guess right now at Buford, when the coaches are coming up with plays, I mean, they've got to be thinking, okay, we've got to come up with a lot of set plans to give Jordan the ball, whether it be right at the snap, deep ball. I mean, what's that like at Buford right now in your offense?
Yes, sir. Well, we have a great offensive coordinator and Coach Condon. You know, he does a great job just getting, you know, all the playmakers the ball. You know, because that's the way how we put up points and just pull away from the opponent. And I mean, so yeah.
When you're back there returning punts, I mean, that's a special mindset, isn't it?
Oh yes, sir.
What is it about being a punt returner that you like so much?
You know, I mean, that's just another way to just change the game and just make a big play and put my team in a better position to win, you know. I mean, it's a hard task, you know, just being able to field it and, you know, in big games, crowds are loud. I mean, but you just got to focus and just do you.
Do you ever think about, you know, thinking, okay, you got that opportunity, it's college ball, you get a punt opportunity, you're racing down the field and looking up and seeing yourself returning a punt on the big board. Do you ever think about those type of things?
Oh yes, sir. All the time. All the time.
I mean, that's gotta be something motivating to think about, hey, I've got this opportunity. Let's grab it and see how far I can take this. And when the stadium lights aren't on, you know, when you're by yourself, you know, when it's not practice, when coaches in around, but you want to continue to improve, what are you doing?
Oh yes, sir. You just gotta have that mindset just to get better each and every day. You know, I'm a very competitive person. You know, I always want to win, and just be the best version of myself, on and off the field.
Awesome, love it. Now I know you'll be back in Louisville. Your official visit's May 31st, right? That weekend.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Anything else coming up for you? You know, between now and then, what you guys have going on at Buford?
We actually start spring practice May 1st. Our spring game is May 9th, and I think we end the total spring circuit like May 16th or something like that. But, yeah, so that's what we got going on at Buford. And then, yes, I'll be back May 31st through June 2nd for my official.
Awesome. Cool. Well, hey, Jordan, I appreciate you taking time and jumping. I know you just got back home after, you know, a long travel back from Louisville, and so I appreciate you taking some time in the Cards Cast.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks again to Jordan Allen for joining us here in the Cardinal Authority Podcast, the Cards Cast. Great stuff from him there. And I meant to bring it up in the podcast and failed to do so. So my apologies. But as mentioned at the beginning of it, though, he earned the Cecil Morris Award. I called it the Cecil Jones Award. It's actually the Cecil Morris Award last year as a junior at Buford High School. And basically what that signifies is a guy that, you know, was basically an all-county type performer, but had his season impacted by an injury. And Jordan had a labrum injury that forced him to miss 2 to 3 weeks, and then played the remainder of the season with a brace on that shoulder. So certainly a season that was impacted by injury. And hey, it's got to be pretty cool to be recognized as an all-county type performer, even though it was impacted by injury. Again, Cecil Morris Award winner, and again, an all-region performer at wide receiver as well. Looking forward to what he's going to do this year as a senior at Buford. Again, thank you, Jordan Allen, for hopping in to the Cards Cast with us. And hey, you can always, you know, stay on track with what's going on with the latest with Louisville football recruiting, as you know, right at Cardinal Authority, who the latest offers are, who's coming in for a visit, whether it be unofficial or official. You know, what did they think of the visit? All that kind of stuff, and certainly breaking news with commitments. You can always find the current list of commitments at cardinalauthority.com in the drop-down menu. So plenty of exciting news to come for sure as the road continues along and as Jeff Brom and his staff fill up this 2025
recruiting class. So again, thank you, Jordan Allen, for joining us in the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. Before I let you go, quick little plug. Go to the homepage, hit the drop-down box, select newsletter or text alert or both if you have not signed up for either one. Do it now. It's a great place to make sure you get all the headlines that we churn out every day, that helps you stay on top of whether it's football, basketball, women's basketball, recruiting for any of it, baseball. If it's a text alert, it's going to be something breaking, big news, like commitments, things like that as well. So check both those out. Both are free services, both very simple to sign up for and very simple to unsubscribe to. So check them out, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. Again, plenty of recruiting coverage at CardinalAuthority.com. Again, I'm Michael McCammon from Cardinal Authority, and this has been the Cards Cast.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.